You could go ahead and build your own coding and mapping notification system, but it takes time, and it sucks. Alternately, consider Courier, who's sponsoring this episode. They make it easy. You can call a single send API for all of your notifications and channels. You can control the complexity around routing, retries, and deliverability, and simplify your notification sequences with automation rules. Visit courier.com today and get started for free. If you wind up talking to them, tell them that I sent you and watch them wince, because everyone does when you bring up my name. That's the glorious part of being me. Once again, you could build your own notification system, but why on God's flat earth would you do that? Visit courier.com today to learn more. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Yada, yada, yada. Let's get to it. But before we do, Cloudflare set the internet abuzz with its new R2 object store. This has the potential to effectively wipe out egress charges for some forms of S3 data from AWS. I'll have more on that this coming Wednesday, but it's really getting to a point where if you're not using this, you might be considered negligent once it ships, if it performs as expected. Again, more to come. But let's find out what happened last week in the world of AWS, because an awful lot of things shipped as people scrambled to get things out before the Q4 started. Amazon ECR Public adds the ability to launch containers directly to AWS App Runner. Excellent. Another way to run containers on AWS. They need a few more of those. Amazon Monitron launches iOS app. I don't have Monitron devices, but I installed the app anyway. It doesn't let me do anything without a Monitron device, so I'm leaving a 1-star review in the App Store and a review saying, this game sucks. Now, auto-terminate idle EMR clusters to lower cost. I don't know that I would classify turn the cluster off when it's done with its job as a particularly innovative feature, so much as I would one that's very long overdue. AWS announces AWS Snowcone SSD. It's a bit more expensive, it holds a lot more data, it's worlds faster to access its disks, and it still has battery life of roughly half a second once you unplug it, so I'm not at all impressed with this new Amazon Kindle. AWS announces the general availability of AWS Cloud Control API. Once it gets more global coverage across services, I'll look into it, but right now, it feels like it's more of a tool for tool builders than the tools themselves. I look forward to hearing all the corrections thrown my way for this one. AWS Backup simplifies recovery point deletions. It's now way easier to accidentally delete that backup upon which your company depends. Monitoring clock accuracy on AWS Fargate with Amazon ECS. Look, I have a simple rule. If AWS does an announcement that touches Amazon TimeSync service, I'll talk about it here. I love that thing because NTP is an old hobby of mine. Improving performance and reducing cost using availability zone affinity. Because AWS, of course, charges you 2 cents per gigabyte that moves between AZs, forcing you to decide just what a reliable, durable architecture is really worth to you. This, of course, doesn't apply if you use one of their crappier provided services, because replication traffic for those is free. Amazon Managed Service for Prometheus is now generally available with Alert Manager and Ruler. Manager and Ruler is probably the most egregious case of title inflation I've seen so far. AWS's attrition issues might be worse than I'd thought. AWS Lambda functions powered by AWS Graviton 2 processor. Run your functions on ARM and get up to 34% better price performance. This is handy both for ensuring that my ARM development environment is now on the same architecture as the Lambda environment is, as well as for the small handful of customers with Lambda bills big enough to care about. New, Amazon Genomics CLI is now open source and generally available, and another way to run containers on AWS, no doubt. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity,
If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Now, AWS Step Functions supports 200 AWS services to enable easier workflow automations. There used to be 17 ways to run containers in AWS and 17 AWS services supported by Step Functions. Now there are 200 of at least one of those. Coming January 2022, an updated Amazon QuickSight sign-in experience. I'm struggling to reconcile, will undergo minor updates with, here's 3 months' notice. Defining an AWS multi-account strategy for a digital bank. Wells Fargo probably wouldn't have picked both Azure and Google Cloud as their primary cloud providers if AWS had included the term multi-account strategy in their proposal. Complying with city-level embargoes using Amazon CloudFront. I confess I didn't realize that there were embargoes so narrowly scoped that you could evade them simply by going for a walk. Wikr, an AWS company, offers a secure and compliant solution to protest organizational communications. Yes, why fix Chime when you can simply acquire a similar service and further confuse the messaging? This is very Amazonian. And finally, AWS in Virginia, the economic impact of solar. The linked PDF states that from 2011 to 2020, AWS spent $35 billion on data centers in Virginia. That is a huge pile of money and really speaks not only to the sheer scale of what AWS does, but also to just how much money they're making in managed NAT gateway data transfer. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. I'll talk to you later this week.
Stay humble.